Feeling overwhelmed by your finances? You're not alone. From juggling multiple investment accounts to making life-changing money decisions, knowing when to get help can be the difference between thriving and just surviving. In this week's episode of the Wealth Decisions Podcast, we break down the three undeniable signs that it's time to stop going at it alone. One of them might surprise you. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Well, hey there, wealth builders. Today we're diving into a crucial question many of us face at some point in our financial journey. Do I need a financial advisor? We're going to explore three key signs that it might be time to seek some professional help. And whether you're just starting your career or getting going in your career or approaching retirement, this episode will help you determine if working with a financial advisor could really benefit your particular situation and your financial future. So let's jump right in with our first sign. Sign number one that you may need a financial advisor is complexity. You know, as our financial lives grow more complex, so does the challenge of managing it all effectively. There's some indicators that your financial situation might have outgrown your do-it-yourself approach. Number one, you might have multiple income streams. If you're juggling income from various sources like primary job, side gigs, rental properties, or investments, keeping track of it all can be very overwhelming. Number two is a diverse investment portfolio. Maybe you have investments that expand beyond basic savings accounts and your 401k. You might have IRAs and Roth IRAs and an individual taxable account. You might be finding yourself struggling to balance the risk and reward across all these different types of accounts and making sure that every account is aligned with your risk tolerance and tailored to your most important goals. Number three is tax implications. Sometimes when you get to a certain point and you have all these different accounts, you're not really sure where to put money. Should I put more money in my pre-tax versus my Roth? Should I convert my IRA to a Roth using a multi-year conversion strategy? Whatever that particular situation is, those types of decisions involve some type of professional guidance. And also when it comes to tax considerations of your taxable investment account, if you don't know what tax loss harvesting is, then a financial advisor can show you how to minimize taxes on your taxable investment account. Number five, you might have some life changes, major life events like a marriage or a divorce or having children or receiving an inheritance can dramatically kind of alter your financial situation. And complexity might also be just trying to create a financial plan. There's financial planning tools on the internet, but a lot of them are not comprehensive. A financial advisor can create a comprehensive financial plan that looks at all the things that are important to be able to retire comfortably. And that factors in your income needs and what your income is going to look like and where to take money from first. Maybe the strategy is going to be to take from your taxable investment accounts first, then your IRA, and then your Roth IRA. They can help determine the best strategies for Social Security, when to take Social Security, how to maximize Social Security. They're also going to be taking into account inflation and the rising costs of healthcare in your plan. So having a comprehensive financial plan is not just about reaching a certain number. It's making sure you're doing all the right things to be able to retire comfortably and stay comfortably retired for a long period of time. And that requires a comprehensive financial plan that gets updated as you go along. It also helps you make better financial decisions. When you're going to make a major purchase or you want to run something through a financial plan, like buying a second property or a vacation home, or you want to take a trip that's three times the amount of the normal trip that you would take in terms of the costs, we can run those through a financial plan to show you its effect on the probability of success. And all financial plans typically have some type of probability of success where they run your plan through 1,000 different scenarios of different market environments, good, bad, and ugly, and shows you what the probability of success is with your plan long term. Now let's move on to the second sign you may need an advisor. You might have some important decisions that need to be made. You know, we all face pivotal moments in our lives that can have significant financial, you know, implications. And here are just some examples when professional guidance could be very valuable to you. Maybe you have a career transition, whether you're changing jobs or starting a business, or you're approaching retirement. These shifts can have just a massive impact on your financial future. And making sure that you do the right things when those pivotal moments come up in your life is where a financial advisor can really come to be very valuable. Maybe you have major purchases. Maybe you're going to be buying, you want to know if buying a home is a good idea. Maybe you want to invest in some real estate, like I mentioned before, like a second home or a cabin or a vacation property. Or maybe you want to make some major home improvements. Those can all be run through a financial plan to show you their impact on the success of your financial plan. Number three, there might be some estate planning you need to do. Now, most financial advisors don't do estate planning, but they'll work with an estate planning attorney or refer you to one to make sure that all your wishes for how your assets are to be left when you're gone and minimize any tax burdens for your heirs. That can all be very complex, and estate planning can help ensure that your assets go to the right places and also make sure that you have all the things in place in case something was to happen to you and you can't make decisions. And number four would be insurance decisions. Determining the right types and amounts of insurance to protect yourself and your family are crucial, but they're often very confusing. There's a lot of high-cost insurance products out there, whole life policies and things like that that you may not need when you could just buy a good term policy. Whole life has its place, and there also can be a great place to superfund your retirement once you've maxed out all of your other retirement accounts. But a good financial advisor can look at what type of insurance you might need and what amount would be appropriate for your particular situation. For instance, if you have a family, your insurance needs are going to be completely different. And they can run different scenarios to show you how much coverage you should have. So a good financial advisor can provide objective insights, help you weigh your options, and help you make important wealth decisions along every stage of life. A third sign that you may need a financial advisor is something that we can't make more of, and that's no time. It's a very fast-paced world. Time is a very precious resource to all of us. And when we're in careers and demanding jobs, finding the time to manage your finances and keep on top of it all can be very, very difficult. And lack of time might be the signal you need a financial advisor. Keeping up with financial news and trends is difficult in itself. The financial world is constantly changing, and an advisor stays informed, so you don't have to. Regular portfolio management is also part of time. You know, properly investing your money and managing your risk requires consistent monitoring and rebalancing from time to time to stay within your risk tolerance and helps you reach your long-term goals. And these tasks can be very time-consuming. Also, a financial advisor stays up on education. They're always educating themselves and learning about complex financial concepts and strategies. That all takes time. An advisor can explain things in a way that's easy to understand and give you actionable strategies to help you build your wealth more effectively over time. And it's also just life-work balance. You know, if managing your finances is cutting into your personal or family time, it might be worth delegating these tasks to a financial advisor. Just always remember that when you work with a financial advisor, make sure that they have some type of experience, that they've been doing this a while. And it's not just about the length of time, but what they focus their time on. Are they a fiduciary advisor that focuses on financial planning? A fiduciary advisor has to put your interests first. They don't have any products to sell. They don't have any conflicts of interest. Their interests are aligned with doing the right thing for each particular client. Working with an advisor doesn't mean you're giving up control. Many of my clients, we work together. We talk about the decisions that we make, whether it's changing investments and why we're doing that. It's not about giving up control. You're partnering with an expert who can help you make the most of your financial resources while freeing up your time for enjoying life. So as we wrap up today's episode, let's just recap the three signs that it might be time to consider working with a financial advisor. Number one, your financial situation has become more complex. Number two, maybe you're facing some important decisions that have some significant financial implications. And number three, you just lack the time to properly manage your finances and want to balance living more than just managing your own investments. If you relate to one or more of these signs, it might be worth exploring your options. Remember, the right advisor can provide, you know, valuable expertise and objectivity and give you some peace of mind as you work towards your financial goals. I once heard an individual tell me that they don't work with a financial advisor because they don't trust them. Or I've even heard people say, I don't work with a financial advisor because no one else is going to care about my money more than I do. I think one of the problems that I've seen over time is that we're too close to our own financial situation. We're too close to be objective. We're too close emotionally to our investments, and sometimes we can make poor decisions or panic sell during market downturns. I truly believe the real benefit of a financial advisor is not when times are good. It's when times are challenging. The value of a financial advisor is when times get tough. And they can keep you on track. They can add objectivity and help you make good decisions through the good times and the bad. So that's it for today's episode. Three signs you may need a financial advisor. And if you like this episode, please rate the episode, make some comments, and hit the notification bell to get updated on future Wealth Decision podcasts. And please, if you could, share it with a family member or a friend. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people by the end of the year in the Twin Cities and beyond, so that people can make better wealth decisions to live a richer life. If you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, you can go to my website at momentouswealthadvisors.com, and I'll spend some time to get to know you a little bit and find out if I might be able to steer you in the right direction or help you with your financial future. Once again, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.